This is dictating on David Hopkins. Hopkins, H-O-P-K-I-N-S, David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of constellation was 10-14-24. Date of visit, I'm sorry, date of birth is 6-13-46. Next paragraph, dear Jerry, please make a copy for Jerry Leventhal. J-E-R-R-Y. Leventhal is L-E-V-E-N-T-H-A-L. L-E-V-E-N-T-H-A-L. Leventhal. M-D. Next, Jerry, thank you for sending David Hopkins for pulmonary evaluation. Next, this present illness. This is a 78-year-old male with a past history of COPD. Has been experiencing shortness of breath and some wheezing. And denied significant cough or sputum production. The patient also has a long-standing history of hypertension and has a permanent pacemaker in place. Has been treated for atrial fibrillation. He uses the albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. The most recent chest X-ray was almost 3 years ago. In June of 21, which showed central lobular emphysema in the upper lungs, bilateral pleural thickening, and no pleural effusions, but had coronary artery calcifications period. The patient complains of episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion. And has mild leg swelling but no calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of COPD and emphysema, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. I'm sorry, history of hypertension, delete hyperlipidemia. And he has had a permanent pacemaker placed. That's chronic atrial fibrillation. And has gastroesophageal reflux. Next, habits the patient. Was a prior smoker, about a pack per day for 50 years. And drinks alcohol moderately. He worked as a locomotive engineer till retirement. Next paragraph, habits the patient, family history. Father died of heart disease and mother died of cancer of the lung. Next paragraph. Medalist included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Olmesartan, 40 milligrams daily. And Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, 1 puff a day. Next, review of systems for patient. Denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision, cataracts, or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency burning or flank pains. No asthma or but has some wheezing and tightness in the chest with shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. No chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no palpitations. Or leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has mild arthritis. And he has no muscle pains. He has no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is averagely built. Elderly white male is alert. No acute distress. There was no pallid sign of the sector superficial edema. His blood pressure is 125/70. Pulse is 72. Respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 186. Saturation 95. HGND norms. Phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist. Throat is clear. Nasal mucus injected. He has no inflammation. Next, supplement of bruising of thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And distant breath sounds. There are wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again. Megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will. Mild peripheral edema. No calf tenderness. Reflexive of the 1+ with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions inherited. Next paragraph, brush number 1. Oh, can you mention skin? Skin revealed keratotic skin lesions of all these extremities. More in the upper extremities. Next paragraph, brush number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of atrial fibrillation. Number 3, hypertension. And number 4, pleural fibrosis. And number 5 is the right lung nodule. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. He will continue with Trilogy Ellipta 1 puff daily and use the albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. The patient will call if he has any exacerbation of his symptoms. And he will continue the anticoagulation with Eliquis 5 milligram BID and a follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Jerry Leventhal, Leventhal. Can you please add in the past history? Patient has been noted to have a right lung nodule in July of 21, for which a PET CT was done. And was found to have a 5 millimeter radial lobe lung nodule with minimal uptake. Please add that in the past history. Thank you. follow-up visit in 4 weeks. Thank you. This talk, this is a copy of this for Jerry Leventhal. Leventhal. Jerry Leventhal. Jerry Leventhal. Thank you, Dr. Susan.